You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein. And today I have with me Stacey Eagle. Welcome.
Hi, this is so awesome. Hi.
We've been talking about this forever.
I know. We had a walk in New York City and we just were like, we reconnected. It was during a little post-COVID, right?
Like a year and a half ago-ish.
It's COVID-ish.
Yes. COVID-esque.
And here we are.
Here we are, and we both have books. We are talking about your book, Missy, today.
My goodness.
Which is unbelievable and inspirational, and it is called Embracing the Calm in the Chaos, and the subtitle is How to Find Success in Business and Life Through Perseverance, Connection, and Collaboration. And all I have to say, and then I'm going to read to you guys all about her and her bio, is that I do remember on this walk that we had about a year and a half ago, I remember when you told me the title and I literally got chills. And I think it's because I feel like everybody in this world can relate. It was like, wow, that is beautiful. And then it was like this weight lifted because everybody is chaos. So yeah. I have a million questions for you. I need to know how you came to this book and we want to talk about your career. You guys, this lady is like a super woman, her mom. She has a clothing company. She has a book. She has a show. I mean, there's nothing that she doesn't do. She's a mom. She's a friend. She's a sister. And there's lots more things that you are. But let me tell you more in detail about this lady. Okay. So
I want to sing like all the single ladies, but I'm not single.
The thing though, we love singing on the show.
We love it.
We'll see how much time we have at the end. We can just sing
into the next segment.
Okay,
you should just take me on the next segment.
Wait, be in the next show also. Why not? Okay, so Stacey Eagle is the founder and creative director of Boy Meets Girl, a global impact brand known for its iconic double silhouette logo and purposeful, edgy, contemporary athleisure wear. Stacey has had exclusive fashion partnerships with Paris's Colette, Bergdorf Goodman, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Target, just to name a few. She collaborates with musical artists, athletes, and activists making an impact, as well as organizations including the Young Survival Coalition, Bully Bust, Human Rights Watch, Youth Over Guns, and many others. Stacey and Boy Meets Girl have been featured in Elle, Cosmopolitan, Teen Vogue, Vogue Business, Women's Wear Daily, The New York Times, and dozens more. She is the co-creator and co-host of the podcast Mom's Got This, featured on Forbes as a woman-created podcast everyone should be listening to right now. And Stacey is a frequent lecturer and panelist on subjects like social media, philanthropy, branding, and entrepreneurship, and just authored her first book, once again, Embracing the Calm and the Chaos, as you can see in her background, How to Find Success in Business and Life Through Perseverance, Connection, and Collaboration. And it's about her entrepreneurial journey and provides practical tips and takeaways for others to use in life and business.
That's right.
Wow. So, Stacey, tell us how, why, where, when. Take us on a journey, and you can do this however you want, wherever you want to start. But you are so inspirational because I think a lot of people have ideas and they don't actually put them into action. And I'm going back to even just your clothing company, but you popped out of college. Like, tell us about when you were little, did you imagine having a clothing company? Tell us just everything from the beginning.
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me. This is amazing. And just to be here with you is really special. So I weave into the book my journey from the beginning to where I am now. So it's a memoir business book that takes you through, you know, the beginning. And the beginning really is that I had a love of fashion, like, as I say in the book, in the womb, if that could be done. And it was this passion, like, you know, when I was really young, to want to wear hoodies and want to wear dresses and dress my friends and want to start sewing at a very young age. So I went, and I also was really inspired because my mother was an entrepreneur, and she actually was a physician assistant, but created a lumbar support. So it wasn't in fashion, but it was one style number, one price point, adjusted to 9 different height settings. It was for, like, to help your back, but it was, like, completely separate from fashion. But I would go to her trade shows and learn about the skill of selling a product and working with people. And so I saw that from my mom's side, to, like, sort of learn those skills. But also, she was going to Taiwan at a very young age, when I was really young, when no other, like, parent was working, or mom, and going on planes and bringing back product. And when she'd go there, she brought me back, like, charm necklaces, which are very in vogue now for Gen Z, and also, like, erasers and canteens. And so I took those pieces. And back when we were in preschool, or in, like, first, second grade, we had, like, Polaroids, and we had not, you know, like, real phones like we do now, where we could take pictures and put it on the internet. So I would take Polaroids of these items, and I'd bring them, and I'd make little magazines, and I'd go to school, and I'd sell those erasers and canteens and charm necklaces to my friends. So I was, like, this budding entrepreneur, right? Like, I was, like, my mom didn't even, I don't think, knew I was doing this. Like, she's bringing me back things, and I was, like, selling them. So the
Wait, did the school know? Did you get in trouble?
I don't remember. I don't think I did. I think it was just, like, you know, she's doing this, and then they talked to her, and it was, like, a fun thing that, like, we all started, like, having the erasers. I can't recall that.
You know what? It's better than the parents getting the call that their child is selling drugs. So
that's true. That's true.
So you're selling erasers and charm necklaces. Pretty innocent.
It's a little bit better than that. Yes, a lot better. So I just, you know, it was ingrained in me. Like, it was something that I loved, right? And I think just being around an entrepreneur gave me those kind of life skills. And then fashion was something I loved too. So there was no fashion classes like they have today. There was no sewing classes in downtown Chicago, but there was, like, fabric stores in Water Tower. There was fabric stores around, like, you know, downtown Chicago area. So I would go there with my mom and get these, like, fabrics and patterns, and I hand sewed my first skirt to my 6th grade class, which was a houndstooth. I actually have a TikTok on it because I still have the skirt, tooth, like, skirt that I made hand sewed, like, really jagged edge, and wore that to my first day of 6th grade at, like, a whole new school. Wow. So I just was, like, you know, I was empowered by watching my mom, you know, be this working mom, and also have the confidence to, like, walk into the first day of 6th grade wearing this jagged edge skirt, or even selling product to my 1st grade, 2nd grade classes. You know, like, it was just, like, I just loved it. And, you know, I think that's led me to where I am today. It's just that, like, the passion in loving what you do and going for it. And there is chaos, which is why the book is called Embracing the Calm and the Chaos. But what I talk about in the book is that the chaos fuels me to keep moving, even in dark times. And so, and that seems a little, like, contradictive, or it seems a little, like, too positive, but it really is, like, you know, chaos can, you know, when, if you're fired from a job, it fuels you to keep moving to find the next job. And how do you get up and rise from that? You know, or if you have a breakup, or, you know, any of these things, like, how do you take the chaos to dictate the next steps in your life? And that is really, like, how I've led my career. And, you know, the chaos came much later, not in the very early ages, and I'm fortunate to say that, but more in the building of a business and also life circumstances. So, you know, I launched Boy Meets Girl the week of 9/11.
Oh my God.
So my first trade show was supposed to be the week of 9/11. I left my 401k job at ISBA. I started designing freelance and making my own collection, which I write about all in the book. And, you know, we were all, I think you were in New York at that time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, at that time, we only cared about if our, were our friends there, you know, like, did we lose anyone we knew? You know, what happened to our world? What is this? Like, yeah. You know, having my first, you know, show that week didn't cross my mind as like anything like at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. And that was like our first, you know, step, like, oh my God, we're our friends. What do we do? And then, you know, once we all realized what had happened to our world and this attack on our world, it's a lot. And we were 23 at the time or 24 at the time. But I left my job and I said to myself, I had this collection I was making for this show that had Americana ribbon on it and had my Boy Meets Girl logo, like was all this handcrafted items. And I said, you know what, when that show does happen, I will do the show because I set out to do this. And that first collection will be donated to the American Red Cross from victims of 9/11 and their families. And I said, if I'm going to go forward to have this collection and do this, then I will continue to do that for the rest of my career. And so that's the way I started. And my first show ended up being a month later. And my first buyer was Bergdorf Goodman. And then wow. I was put on the map, like this, you know, iconic store that is, you know, there's a movie called Scatter My Ashes with Isaac Mizrahi in it, who said, like, you're not in Bergdorf Goodman, you're no one, you know. I don't agree necessarily, but it was really like this special place that put me on the map and discovered me. And so then all eyes are on you when you're in this establishment. But what was really beautiful about that first store purchasing my brand is that I got to really share the messaging of who Boy Meets Girl was and who the brand was to a consumer that wanted at that time to feel good and give back. So that's a short version of a lot of things. But
you are such a heart person. You're such a philanthropic person. So it all makes sense that your brand is about giving back and helping people in any type of way. And even just reading from your bio, your company has helped so many different types of organizations. Yeah. And in life, there's no better feeling. I mean, I'm a therapist. This is what I do for my work. When you can change somebody's life, it's the most rewarding, beautiful, joyful feeling. And so I love that you are taking your passion for fashion and now for writing and inspiring people. And you're also helping people. You're helping people on the inside and on the outside.
Thank you. Thank you. It's something that I think in the beginning, you know, I knew I would come out with collections that would ultimately, you know, give back to different causes. I was definitely reactive to a situation, but I couldn't imagine not giving back from that day forward and helping, you know, whatever item it was, whether it's a book, whether it's a pillow, whether it's the clothing, you know, that we can bring people together, share stories, which I've ultimately done in the past 20 plus years. And that is really what I led forward with. And I'm so glad I like stuck with, you know, what I believed in and people believed in me. You know, we talked about, you know, relationships and how that works, you know, when you're growing a business and having the support of others who champion me, you know, from the buyer to the consumer, to the boyfriend, to the friends, to the editors, to the sister, to the parents, to, you know, so it's like, it's not just relationship based on one level. It's actually, how do you have a support system? Because it's lonely when you're building something. And it's really, as an entrepreneur, you can feel like you have no one around you when you are the employer, when you're building it, you know, you have the financial P&L on your shoulders, when you have to hire and you fire. And so having those people around you is so essential to keeping you moving.
And this is part of your subtitle with collaboration and connection. And so what is your advice for people that are starting a business or they're an entrepreneur in any type of way and they are feeling alone? How do you cultivate these relationships? Is it just about being clear in like having a clear path forward? Is it about connecting with your own self? Is it about not being afraid to ask for help?
I think there's many layers to it. I think there's one is find like a mentor who, and it might be really hard to think who's my mentor, but you have the access to what I didn't have, these platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, like you can find people. You have Google. I didn't have that like in the beginning. This is like, we sound archaic, but you know, what is it that you, what's your mission that you want to do, whatever you're building, and find someone who champions that. And that can be in a mentor in the business, someone who's maybe surrounding the business. I think that's so crucial. So as you're going on your path to set out to do what you're doing, you can sort of bounce back, you know, different ideas with that person. I also think that like outlining what you want to do, it can have 100 ideas, but to really put like 5 ideas down and touch point those ideas in like in a quarter and then look at them and then say, maybe those 3 things didn't work and let's move forward again. So I think there's like, there's so many different points to how do you get started. And, but the support of friends and people in the business that you're going to go into is so crucial because that keeps you moving. Like I have a whole community in Web3, women in Web3, who it's like another part of my business, right? So here I've been in one Web1, which is like brick and mortar, and this before web, and then Web2, and Web3 is we talk about the metaverse and NFTs and just this next level of our businesses, and it's a whole other conversation. But there are, from Web1 and Web2, just I have like champions of people who love what I've been doing, right? And also the people I work with who believe in the ideas we're doing. So who, a nonprofit I'll work with, we see eye to eye on each on what we're doing and what, why we want to give back to them and why they want to work with me, or another brand that I'm working with so that we can give back to that nonprofit. And then in Web3 is this like whole other community of people who might have been following the brand or myself. And now those women in Web3 are like there to like be your cheerleader. And like, it's unbelievable, like just to have those support to keep you going. Mm-hmm. And a lot of another thing I did is I journaled my whole career. And I journaled like when I was like 8 until now. So to me, always writing a note to yourself that is, you said, like, is it about taking care of yourself and, you know, writing something or doing something for you? So I think that's my doing for me, is like saying, you know, this is what I want to accomplish, or I'm really feeling like crap right now. And let me look back in like a year. And if the same feeling is happening, maybe I don't move forward with that partnership. Maybe I end the business, you know, whatever the case is, that you need to let that out. And a lot of times that's like your own therapy. That was my therapy to keep me going.
Yeah. So I love what you're saying. And I totally agree. There are so many people that just kind of coast through life. I would say sleeping. They're not awake. They're not conscious about really what's going on. And it's really important to be able to be insightful about our lives and to look back and say what's working, what's not working, instead of just, like I said, going through life sleeping. So it sounds like this is the way that you've lived your life, which I believe has contributed to your success. You don't just have something happen and then go on. You look at it and say, well, how did that work for me? What do I want to change up? What could I be doing differently? Not that, like, I believe that everything happens in divine timing. Everything happens for a reason. Not that anything needed to happen differently.
Right.
But what can I alter a little bit moving forward to really achieve everything that I know is already out there for me, but what is in the way of me in that?
Yeah,
and I exactly. Now, see, I relate everything to relationships also, because yes, I'm like, this is what my book is about, which is like, what's between you and the love you're looking for? And
yes,
you talk about what is between you and well, the
I think this is a good time to read that excerpt from the book.
Perfect.
In chapter 2 about my relationship with my now husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. And I think that's another point to, you know, those factors of what you need is you need someone who supports, if you're an entrepreneur or you're both entrepreneurs, supports your journey, right, of what you're doing. Because if you don't have that, walk away. Because I really believe that the best medicine for the success of your, you know, whatever partner you have, is that you understand what you, that person wants to do, and that you're always there for their highs and their lows.
In sickness and in health.
Yes, that's right.
And I know that you and Brian are such a wonderful couple, and just what I've heard you say about your relationship, it really does seem like he's been such a rock for you. And that's what everybody needs. So thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you, Brian. He gets his podcast shout out. He's very lucky. He's like, he hasn't read the book. He read the book like the first round, and it's been edited a lot since then. So he's like, do I sound okay in the book?
That's so I have, my husband is Brian also.
Oh my God, yes.
People don't know that. Although mine is B-R-Y and yours is B-R-I.
Yeah.
But the same thing. He's like, did you say nice things? Of course, it's an inspirational book. I'm helping people manifest, just like I did. Okay,
right. So
let's hear about your Brian.
So this is chapter 2. It's called Be Unstoppable. And this is page 19. So, okay, I haven't read this yet out loud. Okay. Well, actually, I have. I did for my audio, but this is different. Okay. I always knew deep in my soul that I was going to build something on my own, something much more extensive than creating one-of-a-kind items in my bedroom. I just didn't know exactly when it would happen. I figured I would continue to immerse myself in my work, and eventually the timing would feel right. Of course, life doesn't always follow a playbook. As I was busy remaining persistent on the career front, I met my now husband, Brian, at a bar in 2000. I definitely wasn't looking for a boyfriend. I was not someone who moved to New York to find a man, get married by a certain age, and have a baby a year later. Then, unexpectedly, I encountered this amazing person who challenged me and who was very different than anyone I dated in the past. I was a Midwestern girl and he was a New Yorker, but he had a down-to-earth spirit that I loved. It became clear almost immediately that we were on the same page in life. At the time, Brian was working in marketing at Chelsea Piers, a sports complex, and I was in the midst of hustling at my day job and sewing in my bedroom by night. The only reason I managed to fit in a relationship is because he valued my ambition and dedication to my craft and was there to hang out with me at midnight when I'd finished my work. Fortunately, Brian was excited about my future prospects. This brings me to another point. As an entrepreneur, you want to find people who are willing to build your dream with you. I'm pretty sure I knew Brian was the one when he trekked around the Lower East Side with me on the weekends, selling my vintage bags and tees. He would wait outside in the corner while I took my rolling bag into each shop. I'll never forget a really awesome Vespa store that had no business selling handbags and shirts. But I convinced the owner to buy them on the spot and that it would be cool to hang them on his scooters. My sales tactic was that he was surrounded by both vintage and new clothing stores, but he didn't sell any clothing himself. I told him that if his windows showcased hip upcycled clothing and bags, he would sell more Vespas. So that's a little snippet for you guys.
Bravo. You're a beautiful reader. You're articulate. You speak from the heart. Once again, that is the sweetest story, that Brian was so just there with you and he believed in you. And you guys were, you were babies. You were young. And then just you with the chutzpah going to the stores and the way that you would just deliver with conviction, just buy my stuff because you, like, you need this.
Yeah.
Not like, do this for me. Please do this for me. You need this. I love that tactic. I love that.
Yes. Well, that was probably the entrepreneur at my mom's trade show selling a back machine. So I was like, let's use these skills and say, this Vespa store needs handbags and t-shirts.
I mean, I think someone needs to make a show. It's cute. Can you imagine little Stacy, a show about little Stacy? Imagine your life. Like, it would be adorable. And it would be like Emily in Paris, but Stacy in New York.
Yeah, it's much more real than Emily in Paris. Although that's like the magazine. What is it? The advertising. I haven't watched all of it, but yes. This is much more gritty.
And whatever. This is also you with your own business, not working for some. Well, I mean, you have worked for other people, but
right.
I mean, how does it feel to have done all you've done? Do you ever take a moment and say, and be in awe and wonder and be, I'm not the grateful, be proud of yourself?
I think when COVID hit, and well, there's two stories. One is, I don't remember what year this was, but I had done, I've worked with the YSC and Living Pink Galas and being the co-chair of these events. And a lot of, industry people knew that. And I had a friend who's actually in the book, Sabita Hitchin, and she reached out to me because she had eggs, like eggs to be donated to women who had cancer. And so she had a hospital who had a lot of eggs. And so she called me and she's like, I know this is bizarre, but I have a feeling because you work with the YSC so much, you would know someone who needs these eggs. And I said, this is odd, but I was a co-chair with this woman who started a nonprofit that's called, and I forgot the name right now, but it's chicken something, but it's for women who've had cancer who can't get pregnant or are infertile and they need eggs. And so with a click of a button, I was able to introduce them and she got the eggs. And so to me, like after all of this time, like building, it was that like one click of the button that I was like, wow, like that, is that why I'm like doing this? Like, is this my like calling? And then COVID hit and a lot of people are reaching out to get, masks and PPE. And so I always get confused with PPP and PPE, but PPE. Yeah, I'm like PPE. And I had factories. So there was a hospital in Michigan who needed, all this stuff. And this was like the first week of COVID. And for me, again, it was like that. It sort of brought me back to 9/11 where I was like, okay, let's sit back and like, what are we all going to do? Right. Like, it was this panic of, I wasn't panicked, but I was like, okay, pay my employees, factories, product, all these things for running a business. And it was, we didn't know what was happening. So, but for me, I could email all the factories I work with around the world and say, have you guys flipped your factories to make this product? Then this hospital needs it. And some of these factories had done that. And so I just, connected those people. And I felt to myself of like, this is like me ending like this, like if the business, so many businesses closed, so many designers couldn't continue. And I said, if that's my last thing to do, like, okay, I've done what I need to do. So I continued to thrive during COVID. I don't know how, because I was able to produce actual masks, and people came to do partnerships from Survivor Corps to Welligan, who's Finnegan and Maxwell for anti-racism. I had a collaboration with an artist from Beirut for Impact Lebanon. And so like all these things continued to happen during that time. And so to answer your question, I think those two moments, like I have so many amazing, incredible moments, like being on the Bulls floor and like talking about my partnership with the Chicago Bulls. Like that's like an aha moment, right? Mm-hmm. But those two are like, oh, all this building and doing and the work I've done is leading to one click of a button to connect those people. And that's really like, when I decided to write the book, I was like, here's the wealth of knowledge that has led me to where I am. And you're going to take the book as an entrepreneur, a mompreneur, a guy, you know, a boy who's coming out of college who wants to be an entrepreneur. Just so many different layers of who it's for, but that you can like underline it and just be like inspired and also have tactics to move you through what you decide to do.
And that's what makes this book so unique, because it's not just do this is how you're successful, period. No. There is so much heart in it, and there's service, there's giving back, there's helping people along the way, and the importance of it all. And that's really right. At the end of the day, the reason why we live is for love. Love. There's only two things in this world. There's fear and there's love. And so what you're doing underneath all of this, and it sounds like your big aha moments really throughout the whole thing has been, this is why I'm doing this. It's to help people feel loved, to bring more love into this world. And your brand, which is so aligned with the work that I do, it's just so adorable. The whole brand name, Boy Meets Girl, is just so sweet. So I just commend you for everything that you've done. There is such an abundance of amazing things that are ahead in your future. Thank who even you. Knows that they are, right? Like,
right. Who knows, man?
All things that are, they haven't even come here yet.
Yeah.
In the works. So, okay. So we need to wrap it up a little bit. Okay. How can people find you? How can they find your book? Plug away at everything that you do.
Okay. Thank you. So the book is on pre-order until March 7th, which is pub date, wherever you can get books. So you can go to stacyeagle.com, StacyEagle.com, or boymeetsgirlusa.com. All the links are there. Amazon, oh my goodness,
Barnes and Noble,
Google, Bookshop, you know, you name it, it's there. All the links are there.
HarperCollins.
And then we're going to be doing in real life events, which is the first time I will be doing in real life events on my own since New York Fashion Week 2020. So there'll be two big events in New York City. The week of Pub Week, March 7th, I will be coming to LA. The week of March 28th, and hopefully Chicago and a few other places. So we will post all of those in the next few weeks. And just I love when people tag me and at Stacey Eagle and share with me, you know, when you get the book, what you think of it and how, you know, it helps you too. And I'll be doing also some Zoom events and all these different things that we'll be listing.
All on your website, all on your Instagram.
Yes.
And
yes.
So easy, Stacey Eagle, IGEL. It's so easy.
IGEL.
So
IGEL. Eagles, like the Super Bowl Eagles, but
IGEL.
That's it.
Okay. Wonderful. And as always, everyone can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. Everything is there. If you have any questions that you can't reach Stacey, I'll help you.
Yeah.
And I will obviously be promoting Stacey's book as well. So,
and I'll be promoting your book as well.
Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us today. This was incredibly inspirational. I know that you're really good at selling, but you sell from your heart. So you're really good at selling your book and your business. And people, that's the thing, people buy from genuine people, and you are genuine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's the real deal. It's got everything in there that has led me through this, and also includes 28 inspiring entrepreneurs also in it.
Wonderful. So it's not just your story, it's other people's stories also, which is a great collaboration. All
my collaborators on my journey.
Collaborating and connecting.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much. And everybody, join us at Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio every week at 2 p.m. Pacific. And thank you. Thank everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.